All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me see who is in the chat. Richard Perry is on. Charlie 340, hit it, Tom, will do. Granite 2468 is on. Hassle-Free TV is on. Salty Gonads is on. Braden McGroin is on. General Plowman is on. Daynow 59 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. D9597 is on. Agravain is on. Hanslick Donovan is on. BP2 Tim 17 is on. Johnny F62 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Bird Nerd is on. My Broken Heart is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Todd Stuff is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Uncle Wally is on. DK Jackson is on. Let me see here. Jim Brody's on. 11 Carl 11 is on. Robin Aroni's on. Producer Aaron is on. DC 941 is on. Those Jesus People is on. PJA Wiles is on. K4VMS is on. Let me see here to get everybody. I just think I scrolled down. I don't know. I've screwed this thing up again. Oh, my gosh. Oh, there we go. All right. I think I got down to the bottom. I got one more. Confederate One is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Great press conference today by Tulsi Gabbard. No, Tom must believe that something's going to happen. No, I don't. I mean, listen, I'm hoping, as I said, this is where I publicly stand on all of this. Whether it's Epstein, whether it's the collusion hoax, whether it's Fauci for the COVID-19 hoax, the vaccine hoax, all the various hoaxes, do I believe that anybody is going to be perp walked? If we were to go to Vegas right now and you had a roulette wheel, and one color was they're all going to get locked up, and the other color is they're not going to get locked up, I would put my money on not getting locked up. I mean, that's where I'd put my money. But as I said, here's my public stance on it. If there is anybody that would actually lock these people up, it'd be Donald J. Trump. If there's anybody that would do it. Because we all know that no other Republican politician would ever do it. Not one. Not one in current circulation would do it. That I can think of. Not one. I don't even Thomas Massey or anybody else. Not one of them would do it. Only Trump would do it. Because Trump has a career. He has monetary sources, obviously, outside of Capitol Hill. So he doesn't need any of it. But I'm just saying, but obviously over, you know, his treatment over the last 4 years, home being raided, you know, four different investigations, two civil investigations, four criminal investigations, home raided, you know, actually physically arrested in Atlanta, all those different things, you know, basically perp walk, mugshot, all those different things. You know, Trump understands exactly what's at stake, but will he cross the Rubicon? Because the Democrats already have. A lot of Republicans are like, well, you know, we need to be the reasonable party, and if we do this to them, then they're going to do it to us. Then you are just like the person who gets bullied their entire life and never finally punches the bully in the face. You're going to be like, if I'm nice to the bully, you know, some days he'll leave me alone, some days he won't, but at least I get the days where he will actually leave me alone. Well, you're just a coward. And if anybody would do this, perp walk Fauci, perp walk Hillary. Remember, they've already perp walked our guy. So I don't even know why this is a discussion. We're going to deep dive into this because of the statutes. When it comes to conspiracy, we need to understand that all statutes of limitations are gone because this is all rolls into one giant conspiracy. Because the conspiracy, according to statute, doesn't end until the conspiracy ends. And the conspiracy only ends, this is by federal statute, the conspiracy only ends when a member of the conspiracy says, you know what, we were wrong, this was false, we're no longer going to perpetuate this conspiracy. That's when it ends. Has anybody done that? Absolutely not. Nobody's done that. So the conspiracy goes on and on and on. And you can even rope Hunter into this. You can rope the Hunter laptop into this. You can rope everything into this in a giant conspiracy against rights, which would be the criminal violation against Donald Trump's rights. Now, before we get into collusion, let's do one. Now, I'm gonna warn everybody tonight. I have long videos. I mean, really long videos. I'm hoping I really want to get to two major stories, and I'm going to make the guys jump around to get there. Because I want to get the collusion stuff. I want to do Epstein first, which is just one slide. Lots of new news on, not really news on Epstein, just news on what's being released in reference to Epstein. And then I really want to cover what's going on with the fire in California and what how many houses have been rebuilt, where all the money's gone. It will blow your mind unless you've been on Twitter and seen this, because it's gone semi-viral. It's unbelievable what's gone on with the fire in California. So I hope to get to all three of those stories. That is my goal for tonight. So let's do this Alex Jones video breaking the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal has gone fully anti-Trump. They put out, I don't think Alex talks about it in this video, but, oh, speaking of Alex Jones, you know that Doug Emhoff is now the one who's taken over the persecution of Alex Jones. Kamala's husband is now the one running the civil lawsuit to try to shut down and bankrupt InfoWars. Doug Emhoff. I mean, that's just coincidence, though. It's not that all these people are tied together to try to ban us, to try to, censor us, to try to bankrupt us. No, it's not like they're all in it together. It's not like you and I pay the NGOs to bankrupt us, but that's exactly what's going on. And what do you hear about the California stuff? And when I do that, I'm going to try not to explode, because that's all about NGOs too. But anyway, so Alex Jones video. So here's the latest on Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal has gone full anti-Trump. Full anti-Trump. See, I'm a jilted lover. I've been kicked out of the MAGA movement because I'm not, because I wanted to release the Epstein files. Trump told me I'm a past supporter and no longer wants my support. But I'm still going to always tell the truth about the greatest president of my lifetime, which is Donald Trump. Even though I'm the jilted lover, it's the way that it is. I've been kicked out of the condo, kicked out of the limo. It is what it is. But I'm still going to tell the truth because I'm not going to burn in hell for all of eternity as a liar simply because my agenda was violated. I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to always tell the truth. But anyway, so Alex Jones' video, the Wall Street Journal, remember they released a report, I think it was roughly a week ago, something like that. What is it, Wednesday? So I'd say somewhere mid last week, they released that accusation article that Donald Trump had written a happy birthday letter to Jeffrey Epstein and actually drew him a picture. I mean, everybody who knows Donald Trump immediately came out and said, that's not him. He doesn't draw pictures. Even Michael Cohen has come out and said that Donald Trump's never had any contact with Epstein. But you're like, Tom, you're all over Trump about release the Epstein files. Release the Epstein files. No, here's the thing. I never said Donald Trump was involved with Epstein. I mean, I know Donald Trump is mentioned in the Epstein files, as is Alan Dershowitz, as is Bill Clinton, as is 1,000 actors, 1,000,000 other people. But Donald Trump was never on the island, and Donald Trump never diddled kids, and Donald Trump never committed any crimes against children, never involved himself in any... Why would you ever sex traffic if you can have any woman you want? I mean, that's the whole thing. Donald Trump can have any woman he wants, and he has. He's paraded around his entire life. Why would he ever need Epstein? Which, of course, he didn't. So even Cohen comes out and says it. So my thing is, it's not so much Trump and Epstein. I don't think there's anything there with Trump and Epstein, but I believe he's covering up for somebody, or he's not necessarily covering up for somebody else. He doesn't want another collusion hoax. So if it comes out and Hakeem Jeffries is the Speaker of the House in 2026, which, by the way, it looks like he's going to be. Things are not trending in our favor in that area, by the way, because Trump's pissed everybody off with the Epstein hoax, with the Epstein debacle. You bomb Iran, and then you do the Epstein thing. How many of your constituents you got left? I mean, you got to think of it. I'm still voting for him, and I'm still voting in 2026, but I'm different than most voters. I vote every election, but most voters don't. They only vote when Trump's involved or at Trump's pseudo-command. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I just mean Trump pushes them to vote. But he did exactly what we asked him not to do. No new wars and release the Epstein files. He did the opposite of both. So he's ticked a lot of people off. And his polls are through the rock bottom right now. He's polling at the same level as Joe Biden. Now, do I believe it's going to stay that way? No, I don't believe it's going to stay that way. Because Trump is going to rocket this economy. He already is rocketing the economy. So, I mean, I think it's going to turn around. But anyway, so Wall Street Journal is completely against him. But here's the latest on what's happening with the Epstein files. Alex Jones, play for me.
All right, it's Wednesday night, and Judge Robin Rosenberg, an Obama appointee, has blocked the Justice Department's request to release the Epstein files from the Florida case 15 years ago. The Trump Justice Department also wants the Epstein case in New York opened and the Ghislaine one. They want all the grand jury, all the court transcripts, all the court documents, everything released. But Maureen Comey, who ran those cases, got them sealed, including Ghislaine Maxwell's client list. But we hear from the Wall Street Journal, who's had Trump's lawsuit filed against them, assigned to another Obama judge to shut it down, says, ooh, their sources say in the Epstein files, Trump is named. Well, of course, there's giant FBI files that the Democrats controlled. And of course, there's going to be mentions of Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, where Epstein was a member until Trump kicked him out 15 years ago or 16 years ago. And I've been predicting this. So it's true, the Democrats have been in control of those files, and they would have used anything real they had previously. And notice the Democrats in Congress that have asked for the Epstein files want only stuff about Trump. And what is it? Doodles he supposedly sent with no proof, or Jane Doe's that have been proven to be fake back in 2016, 2017? I predicted a recycling of all of it. It's happening. And then Pelosi came out today, but she could sober up for a minute, and put out a post on X saying, oh, I hear there's flight logs of him on the plane with Epstein a couple times. You mean in the photos they took with his wife and kid decades ago when Trump's plane was broken and flew from New York down to Palm Beach where they both lived? Yeah, they knew each other. They were friends. It's never been a secret. It's going to be a recycling of it all. When Trump acted, you know, wild 16, 17 days ago, I said it's going to Streisand affect this and make the Democrats go crazy. And I said back then it's because I believe Maureen Comey probably spiked the files with some stuff, took bad stuff out about them, put in just some recycled crap about Trump, and now my predictions have come true. This is real wargaming. And I was pissed at Trump for the Streisand effect thing, but it's going to be more nothing burgers. What we know is that Obama ordered the illegal spying of Crossfire Hurricane against not just Trump, but myself and many others, and now all the documents have been delivered, and the fact that Hillary was on all these drugs and totally insane, according to the DNC, and Obama, and then Obama ordered the entire Russiagate thing and tried to take down Trump. That is treason. So this better not be like the Durham report, a bunch of BS. We want to see action and indictments now. And the word is, you are, because Trump knows they're going to get him and his family. They're going to get us if they don't get brought to justice. So what a time to be alive. Democrats, as I predicted, I told Trump, so did Roger weeks ago, we said, publicly and privately, we said, order all the real files from the court cases released, the grand juries and the bank records. Democrats don't want that. Because it doesn't implicate Trump. It implicates them, Bill Gates, Prince Andrew, and others. I'll be reporting more on this tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central, then InfoWars.com/show, and right here on X at Real Alex Jones. But it is true what Elon said months ago. Trump doesn't want it out back in May because his name's in it and didn't want to be sucked into a new Russia, Russia, Russia. Not that he's guilty, but it would be the new Russia, Russia, Russia. But Elon told the truth. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
So there you go. And now here's the thing. Now here's where I stand on the Epstein stuff. This is where I stand. Doesn't mean that it's true. It doesn't mean it's right. I'm just where I stand on it. Is I believe that the FBI DOJ files on Epstein are vacuous. There's nothing there because they've been sitting in the hands of Democrats. Listen, Trump didn't. There was no talk of Epstein. You know, back in the early days of 17, then Epstein died in prison in the late stages of the Trump administration, not super late stages, but semi-late stages of the Trump administration, under Bill Barr, of course. You know, Bill Barr, his dad introduces Epstein to all of his international business contacts, gives him a job he's not supposed to have, and then his son oversees Epstein's incarceration and suicide, right? Those are very strange. But anyway, so back then, until the suicide, I mean, the Democrats would dredge up a little bit about Trump and show some Mar-a-Lago pictures, whatever, but it was on the record that Donald Trump 15, 16 years ago kicked Jeffrey Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago. And it was a very visible kick out. Like he was kicked out and he was kicked out for doing Epstein-esque things. And now the media is trying to repaint it as they were close friends. I heard that on the news today. They were close friends. That's never been said they were close friends or best friends or anything like that. Michael Cohen, who hates Donald Trump, has come out and said during all of his years, which was 2005 to 2018 with Trump, he never even heard the word Epstein in the office, never saw him in the office, never heard him call into the office, nothing. Never saw any correspondence, no phone calls, no text messages, nothing had anything to do with Epstein. So here's where I stand. I believe that the FBI DOJ's files have been wiped clean, except for maybe some very small derogatory things about Trump that are not criminal. And he just doesn't want that seen by the public. That's one thing. Or there are derogatory things about important Republicans in there. You know, and again, not necessarily criminal. It's just, you know, the Epstein flight logs, a dinner somewhere where Epstein was, whatever they could do to paint a picture, to put it in James Comey vernacular, to paint a mosaic of some sort of Epstein Trump or Epstein Trump connection or Epstein Trump orbit connection. That's what they're trying to do. So I believe that the FBI DOJ files either never were or they've been wiped clean because they've been sitting in the hands of Democrats for all of these years, for the entire Obama administration. Remember now, he was prosecuted. The only first thing most of us ever heard about Jeffrey Epstein was in the early 2000s when we had the whitewashed Pam Bondi, Acosta. It's all coincidence. Acosta prosecution of Jeffrey Epstein, where he checked himself in and out of jail every day. Was allowed to spend 12 hours a day outside of jail and only pretty much had to be in jail the whole time, like over the weekend, or maybe he was off for the entire weekend out of jail. I don't remember but anyway, that was for soliciting an underage prostitute, and he got nothing. That was you and me, 3 years prison. I'm telling you right now, former cop, I'm telling you, 3 years of prison. Him, nothing, nothing. So anyway, and that's what Acosta, his job at the time, Trump's like labor secretary or whatever he was. But anyway, so that's where I stand on it. I believe there was a detailed Epstein file at some point, but probably not with DOJ, with the CIA. Because CIA, Mossad, and MI6 were the ones that were running Epstein under Ghislaine Maxwell. People think Ghislaine Maxwell worked for Jeffrey Epstein. I don't believe that's the case because she simply took her father's place as a honeypotter. And then they put Epstein under her to run the finances of it all. That's what I think. But anyway, so I just don't think there's a file at DOJ or at FBI that has anything in it. I mean, you need to remember who's been doing all the prosecutions for the Epstein cases. I mean, Maureen Comey. Maureen Comey's been running the prosecutions. We think those files are going to be pure? Though they're absolutely not. But here's the thing. I want them released anyway. Whatever you got, released. Now, and the way Trump handled that was so weird that he made all of us go off our rockers. And I'm not excusing him for that. Bondi, weird. Trump, weird. Telling us we're his past supporters and we're no longer welcome to support him because we don't like the way he's handling the Epstein case. Weird. When a reporter asked about the Epstein case, you're still talking about Epstein? I mean, how can we still be talking about Epstein? Everyone's talked about Epstein over the last 5 or 6 years straight, including you. That's why we were so weird about it. But I believe that now on the pro side of Trump. Mega failure on Pam Bondi's part. But she's only, like, the release of the memo on the Sunday after July 4th.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night to what, Politico, I think? Was it Politico or one of the other ones? But anyway.
Axios.
So it's Axios. I'm like, I mean, that's odd. And there's only one way that you do that. She had to get permission from Trump to do that. To say that the Epstein case is closed. Okay, it's weird, very weird behavior. It's like, how can I look like I'm covering it up? I mean, it was like a case study in how to look like I'm covering something up. When Trump has never committed a crime with Epstein, and we all know that. But is he covering up simply because he doesn't want another? I mean, Russian bounty hoax, that was a hoax. Collusion hoax, hoax. Hunter laptop hoax. I mean, it's all these hoaxes that he knows that are going to be perpetuated by the leftist Pravda Goebbels media, and he doesn't want to deal with it. I get it, but don't flame your support. People always think, too. I mean, I'll tell you, man, it's weird. It's weird how people are. They think that because they've reached a certain level, that they become untouchable. You're not. I mean, it's very much akin to like a professional athlete who then ends up with a giant social media following, screws up his athletic career, and then expects to still have a social media following. You have a social media following because you're an athlete. They're all going to leave you after that. And Trump has what he has because of people who want the Epstein file released, and you think you're going to torque all them off Aaron, do you have it? I don't know. I should have asked you to keep it, but do you have those poll results handy? If you don't, I'm going to read some more and then bark at me or put yourself on.
Yeah, when I'll you throw them up.
Yeah. Or you can give them. Just give them yourself. But anyway. But now on the pro-Trump side of things, look what he's doing. He's doing what he should. I mean, this is fantastic. Because he knows there's no DOJ files to look at because they've all been whitewashed and they're really sitting in the CIA. And Ratcliffe needs to freaking find them. You know, Ratcliffe needs to get off his butt and actually do something. Why are we not hearing from the CIA and only hearing from Tulsi Gabbard? I know she's over the CIA, but you know what? We need to hear from Ratcliffe. I haven't heard, nobody's been fired at the CIA. There's been no major personnel changes there. It is corrupt as corrupt can be. You're talking about the Brennan CIA. You're talking about the Haspel CIA. These are disgusting human beings over there. But go, Aaron.
Yeah, it was the Trump's approval rating between people aged 18 to 29. In February, his approval was 55%. That was plus 10. And disapproval was 45%. Now in July, his approval rating is 28% and his disapproval is 72%.
Right. See, it has impacts. You don't. Again, it's like these people, like your celebrity is based on your athleticism, your career. And then you're like, you become a celebrity because of that. And then you are no longer a good athlete. Not maybe just because you chose a celebrity over being an athlete, but you don't realize the only reason why you're a celebrity is because of your athleticism. The only reason why Trump is Trump is because of MAGA. He's not MAGA. We are all MAGA. We're all Make America Great Again. I mean, I'm not saying he wasn't the originator of that term, but I mean, he is basically the modern originator of that term. And I fully recognize that. And he is the greatest president of my lifetime, including Reagan. However, he's nothing without all of us. 77 million of us voted. You can't discount. Basically, I mean, did you hear that poll turnabout? Was that 18 to 29, Aaron? Is that what the age demographic was? That's a big, I mean, and that's by the way, that's a huge demographic. And that is a demographic that you want to keep. Because they are very agnostic people. Even though Aaron's slightly over 29, he's like 31, they're all part of the same little agnostic group. They really are. And I don't mean that spiritually, although it is spiritual too. Certainly not towards Aaron. But I'm just saying, they are a politically agnostic group. They don't like Republicans. They don't like Democrats. But they liked Trump.
Yep.
And he pissed it away by acting like a goofball. He acted like a typical D.C. politician. Why in the world? Why are you even asking about Epstein? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Just either don't talk about it and let it go, or release everything you have. Release everything you have. Now, the positive side, though, he's going after it now. Where are the real files? The real files are actually parked in Langley. That's where they really are, in the CIA. But, and MI6 and Mossad, but we'll never get MI6 and Mossad. We should get the ones in the CIA because they are there. They are freaking there. They're there. Believe me, they have to keep them. But Trump is going to the court files. All these different cases involving anything having to do with Epstein, whether it's the South Florida case, or the New York case, whatever it may be, he is going to the court cases. I believe both civil and criminal cases. And looking into that, and he is initiating a Ghislaine Maxwell. Some people are against this. I don't know why. I don't know why. Why are you against the Ghislaine Maxwell interview? Go get it. See what she says. Why is everyone? What if she says something bad? Okay, so what? If she lies, we're all going to go, well, she is a convicted child sex trafficker. So it's not that big a deal if she lies. But yeah, go talk to her. What if she says, here's a treasure trove? And what if she says, here's the client list?
Yeah.
Here's the flight log. Aaron, how's that flight log doing?
Nope, it's
because we know there is definitively a flight log in place because Tricky Dicky Durbin actually hid it for 4 years under the Biden administration. That's in fact there. Why has that not been released? I mean, there is a flight log. And RFK's on there. Trump's on there. Trump flew with him. So what? I don't care if he flew down with him. I care if he flew to the Virgin Islands with him because that's where Epstein Island is. But he's doing these things. He's going to the court. He's even going to the indictments. You know, because everybody can be indicted. They want to indict you. You right there who have never, you know, committed a crime in your life, they can indict you for grand larceny if they want to, because it takes nothing to indict anybody. That's whenever you hear there's an indictment, it means absolutely nothing. As the common legal statement is, it's you can indict a ham sandwich. It's not hard. But he's going to those because in the indictments, it's great. Because there is no defense. It's all just prosecutorial information. There's not even any exculpatory information. It is a prosecutorial information shown to a grand jury, and they decide whether to indict or not, which means they're going to have they can go to trial or get a warrant, whatever it may be. But anyway, so he's going after all of these court cases to get the Epstein information. Okay, that's great. Why do the big poop show prior to this? When you're going to do now the great things, I don't get it. But anyway, you know what? Let bygones be bygones on the poop show, because he's not doing the poop show anymore. Now he's actually going and getting the Epstein files, wherever they are. Court files, Ghislaine interviews, grand jury trial, court files, indictment files. He's doing it all. Fantastic job. And then you've got the committee. It was actually a bipartisan committee, because suddenly the Democrats care about the release of the Epstein files. Didn't care about it for the last 4 years, didn't care about it for the last 24 years, but suddenly they care about the release of the Epstein files because they want to continue to have the schism in the MAGA party. That's what they want to do. So you have the committee that has decided to release them. Massey is voting to release them. Got all that. And then you got the Wall Street Journal running cover for the Democratic Party, basically insinuating Trump's contacts with Epstein that really don't exist. And Trump is now suing the Wall Street Journal. And with Trump's record in lawsuits, he wins every time. He's collecting tens of millions of dollars, which he, I think, always gives away. But anyway, he's collecting tens of millions of dollars in every single one of these lawsuits, these defamatory lawsuits, because these are just bold-faced lies. Wall Street Journal has no evidence that Donald Trump was close friends with Jeffrey Epstein. Absolutely no evidence. All right, so that's off the Epstein thing. All right, first long, 10-minute-long video here. Just got to show you, because I've got to show you basically the entire body, and I know most of you have probably seen it, but it sets up the rest of this part of the show. Reference collusion, the collusion hoax. Another Alex Jones video, but it doesn't have Alex on it. Breaking down, DNI Tulsi Gabbard, this is her press conference, basically what the title of this show is she basically goes scorched earth and just blows the lid off of the collusion hoax. Play for me.
I'm going to go over the key findings from the House Intelligence Report, which investigated the claims that were made by an intelligence community assessment ordered by President Obama and published in January of 2017. First, Putin's principal interests relating to the 2016 election were to undermine faith in the U.S. democratic process, not show any preference of a certain candidate. In fact, this report shows Putin held back from leaking compromising material on Hillary Clinton prior to the election, instead planning to release it after the election to weaken what Moscow viewed as an inevitable Clinton presidency. In the January 2017 intelligence community assessment that President Obama ordered, John Brennan, who was CIA director at the time, and the intelligence community intentionally suppressed intelligence that showed Putin was saving the most damaging material that he had in his possession about Hillary Clinton until after her potential and likely victory. The report goes into great detail about the information that Russia and Putin had on Hillary Clinton, which included possible criminal acts like secret meetings with multiple named U.S. religious organizations in which State Department officials offered, in exchange for supporting Secretary Clinton's campaign for the presidency, significant increases in financing from the State Department. They also had documents that showed the patronage of the State Department to State Department employees who would go and support Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. There were high-level DNC emails that detailed evidence of Hillary's, quote, psycho-emotional problems, uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, and that then Secretary Clinton was allegedly on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers. Then CIA Director Brennan and the intelligence community mischaracterized intelligence and relied on dubious substandard sources to create a contrived false narrative that Putin developed a, quote, unquote, clear preference for Trump. Brennan and the IC misled lawmakers by referencing the debunked Steele dossier to assess, quote unquote, Russia's plans and intentions, falsely suggesting that this dossier had intelligence value when he knew that it was discredited. The intelligence community excluded significant intelligence and ignored or selectively quoted reliable intelligence that contradicted the intelligence community assessment's key findings on Putin's alleged support for Trump. Including this intelligence reporting would have exposed the ICA's claim as implausible, if not ridiculous. The intelligence community assessment omitted reliably sourced information, such as how some Russian intelligence officials were quote-unquote planning for candidate Hillary Clinton's victory, while others assessed neither Trump nor Clinton would respect Russia's interests. As was reflected in the ODNI documents that we released on Friday, multiple intelligence community assessments released in the months leading up to the November 2016 election concluded that Russia had neither the intent nor capability to impact the outcome of the U.S. election. On December 5th of 2016, the FBI and ODNI gave the House Intelligence Committee its first post-election classified briefing, in which there was no mention of Putin aspiring to elect Trump by either agency. The presidential daily brief, drafted on December 8th of 2016, stated that no Russian or criminal actors impacted vote counts. This document was pulled just hours before it was to be published due to quote-unquote new guidance. If it had been published, it would have been briefed to both President Obama and President-elect Donald Trump. On December 9th, 2016, a National Security Council meeting was called to gather President Obama's senior national security officials, which included CIA Director Brennan, then Obama DNI James Clapper, Susan Rice, and others. Following that secret meeting, DNI Clapper's assistant sent an email to the intelligence community with the subject line, POTUS tasking on Russia election meddling, tasking ODNI leaders to create a new assessment per the president's request. The House Intelligence Committee oversight report that we released today reveals that, quote, unlike routine intelligence community analysis, the intelligence community assessment was a high-profile product ordered by the president, President Obama. It directed senior intelligence community agency heads and created an intelligence community assessment limited to just five analysts, using one principal drafter. This is not something that occurs in the normal path of producing an intelligence community assessment that reflects the views across the intelligence community. The production of this intelligence community assessment was subject to unusual directives directly from the president and senior political appointees, especially the former director of the CIA, John Brennan. The House Intelligence Committee oversight report also shows how later that same day, on December 9th, Brennan ordered the publication of quote-unquote substandard reporting on Russian activities, which had previously been withheld from publication of prior assessments because the information was judged, quote, to have not met longstanding publication standards. Some of the information later used in the Obama-ordered assessment over the objections of veteran CIA officers was, quote-unquote, unclear or from unknown sources. The Intelligence Committee's oversight report reveals that CIA Director Brennan overruled senior CIA officers who challenged the Obama-ordered intelligence assessment, stating, quote, we don't have direct information that Putin wanted to get Trump elected. Yet, the Obama-directed assessment was published on January 6, 2017, which explicitly stated, quote, we assess Putin and the Russian government aspired to help President-elect Trump's election chances, when possible, by discrediting Secretary Clinton and publicly contrasting her unfavorably to him, end of quote. The CIA and FBI, then led by John Brennan and James Comey, expressed high confidence in this judgment, while the NSA expressed moderate confidence. Yet, as the report we released today shows, the ICA, the intelligence community assessment, did not cite any report where Putin indicated helping Trump win was an objective. The opposite is true. With regards to the Steele dossier, we now know that one of the source documents that the Obama administration used in the creation of this intelligence assessment in January of 2017 was none other than the discredited, unverified Steele dossier. The House Intel report states, quote, contradicting public claims by then CIA Director Brennan that the dossier was not in any way incorporated into this intelligence assessment, the dossier was referenced in the intelligence assessment's main body text and further detailed in a two-page assessment annex. John Brennan lied, and he denied using this dossier in this intelligence assessment that President Obama ordered because he knew it was discredited. It was a politically motivated, manufactured document. He directed senior CIA officials to use it anyway. CIA officer told the House Intelligence Committee staff as they investigated this, quote, the director of the CIA, John Brennan, refused to remove it. And when confronted with the dossier's many flaws, responded, quote, yes, but doesn't it ring true? Even the bipartisan Senate Select Committee on Intelligence report published in 2020 criticized the FBI's handling of the Steele dossier, noting its completely unverified nature and purposeful sidestepping of intelligence community procedures in its use. Now, President Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Brennan, James Clapper, James Comey, and others, including their mouthpieces in the media, knowingly lied as they repeated the contrived narrative that was created in this January 2017 intelligence community assessment with high confidence as though it were fact. John Brennan, as CIA director, stated in a memo to his agency staff in December of 2016, saying, quote, there is strong consensus among us on the scope, nature, and intent of Russian interference in our presidential election. This was reported by NBC News, confirming that Brennan, along with James Clapper and James Comey, agreed with the CIA's assessment that Russia intervened to help Trump win the presidency. As Obama's Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper was tasked with overseeing the creation of this assessment in January of 2017 by President Obama, and he expressed confidence in its findings. In a 2018 interview with the Harvard Gazette, he talked about how he provided Trump with the same classified assessment that President Obama received, which included the high confidence judgment that Putin directly ordered the hacking and election interference. Clapper then went on to add, I think they, the Russians, actually influenced the outcome.
All right, so let's go over this real as quick as we possibly can. So there's so much to it. We need to remember something. Let me just set this up. Always remember what we're talking about right now is the ICA, the Intelligence Community Assessment. We're talking about that. Intelligence Community Assessment. The ICA came in on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, comes in, right? Obama doesn't like it because it says Putin doesn't want Trump. Putin didn't have any effect on the election. In my opinion, it even said they had no impact at all on the election. They didn't even try to meddle in the election because they didn't. They spent $200,000 on the election. What actually came out is the exact opposite. And of course, it didn't say anything on there where Putin wanted Trump to be elected. What actually came in was that Putin was holding back Hillary info. So if he was the worst of all Hillary info that they have, which we'll read in a second, Putin's holding it back. So if he's pro-Trump, wouldn't he have released it all? So actually, Putin was doing the exact opposite of what Obama wanted. So Obama said, I don't like this ICA. ICAs are ICAs. They're just like, basically like the Bible. The Bible is the Bible. You can't change it. And I'm not equating human actions with the Bible. I'm just saying, it just is what it is. It's just actually true. If you're on a surveillance as a cop and you sit there and you watch four white men and two black men break into a convenience store and steal a bunch of stuff, and you're videoing the whole thing, you don't go back and report the opposite. It is what it is. There's your intel. Here's the intel right here. We're going to secure warrants on this person, that person, whatever it may be. If you don't catch them that night, whatever it is. But that's the end of it. There's no variability to intel. It is what it is. I don't like what it says, so let's change it. It's factual data. And again, intel doesn't in and of itself make itself fact. It's not factual in and of itself, but it's what intel is saying. It's basically, what are our enemies saying? True or false, here's what they're saying. You can't change that. That's in fact what they're saying. They might be lying, but that's what they're saying. So intel, in and of itself, you cannot change it. But imagine being a Democrat right now. All these talking heads, these media pundits are all acting like, oh, we're dredging something up from 8 years ago. I'm going to get to the media response in just a second. Dredging things up from 8 years ago. These are just absolutely nefarious accusations. There's nothing there. They even look into the story about how their boy, Hussein Obama, didn't like an intel assessment, an ICA, and asked for it to be changed to fit his political agenda and narrative, but Putin was holding back the most incendiary information on Hillary, which absolutely belies what Obama wanted. And that was covered up by Brennan. Brennan didn't like it. That Putin was holding it back. The most, has anybody even heard that before? First time I've ever heard that. Now, maybe you might know more than me. I'm just saying it's the first time I've ever heard that Putin was holding back the most incendiary information on Hillary Clinton until after the election so he could manipulate her after the election. So he's already acknowledging she was going to be elected. If he was so pro-Trump, why wouldn't he release it and then steer the election in Trump's favor? And then you have the State Department. The State Department buys off. This is the information that Putin had. That the State Department was buying off religious organizations. Hey, who was running the State Department? Hillary Clinton. So they were making, the State Department was buying off religious organizations that if you support Hillary Clinton, we're going to have, what? Oh, this sounds like a Tom Lipley thing. Because these are NGOs. That we're going to give you a whole lot more money for these NGOs, Catholic Family Services, Jewish Family Services, what Stacey Abrams, whoever it may be, these various religious organizations, as long as you come out and you publicly support Hillary Clinton, you know, we're going to give you more money. Putin knew all this. And then State Department employees were going to be patronized by the State Department. In other words, their little businesses were going to be patronized. So if they publicly support the Clinton campaign, then they are going to receive more money too as individuals. Oh, this all sounds clean, doesn't it? It's our country, by the way. This is exactly, I mean, again, anybody who believes anything coming out of Washington, D.C. is an absolute fool. Absolute fool. And then Putin has that Hillary's having outbursts on tranquilizers, which we all saw anyway. Saw her collapse. We saw her behavior. I mean, I have some of it in the post game, her outlandish, you know, weirdo freak out behavior. You put like her next to Waltz's wife. I mean, these people, they have to be possessed by Beelzebub. The preference for Trump was turned out to be a complete total lie, so Obama can't have it. That's out. Brennan ignored reliable intel and only relied on unreliable intel because the unreliable intel was basically doing a giant symbiote, which is have one CIA operative tell another CIA operative that Putin loves Trump, and then that CIA operative comes back to you, just like they were doing with the media. Release it to the media. You're not even their opinions, because an opinion would be that you actually believe it. Release your propaganda to the media, then cite the media to support your propaganda. That's exactly what they were doing. So only relying on unreliable intel. It was never, this was all proven in this ICA, that it was never Russians' intent to interfere. You know why? Because they never interfered. They didn't interfere in the election. And now you have the big conflation going on, which we'll get to in a second when we go over the media. You have the big conflation going on where you have the bipartisan intel committee that said Russia did, in fact, meddle in the election, but there was no collusion. And you have people like Caitlin Collins who are doing the big conflation now. It's what I preach about at church, but the conflation between sin and everything else, sin and failure, big difference. You can go to heaven as a failure. You cannot go to heaven as a sinner who's never been saved by grace. Big difference, big difference. It's the same thing here. It's a conflation. You know, the thing that I always say in church is you'll have people say, well, you know what? I'm an adulterer and you're depressed, but you know what? We've all failed. We've all sinned and fallen short. No, depressed person goes to heaven and you go to hell. That's the way that it is. That's what you call conflation. And now what they're doing is saying, well, you know what? The bipartisan committee said that there was Russian meddling. So, and Caitlin Collins asked today whether it was, Caitlin, I don't know if she was asking Tulsi Gabbard or the press secretary, but either way, she asked, so you're saying you don't agree with the Intel Committee's assessment? It's nothing to do. There's a big difference between Russian meddling, that's a totally separate subject matter, and Trump colluding with Russia. Would everybody agree? And isn't that very easy to tell? I mean, those are two very easily delineated subject matters where Russia meddled in the election and Trump colluded with Russia. And that meddling was $200,000 worth of ads, $100,000 pro-Hillary, $100,000 pro-Trump. That was their meddling because they always want to sow discord in the elections. But anyway, so you see what they do? You don't believe in that report? You're saying there's no meddling? Have we ever said there wasn't any meddling? I mean, I don't believe there's any meddling that rises to the level of meddling, but Russia did spend money on the election, $200,000. But that's what they do. So you don't believe there's any meddling? No, we don't believe there's any collusion. Big difference between meddling and collusion. That's the game they're playing. And the report was, the original ICA report, Russia did not intend to interfere and had no ability to interfere. Didn't have the technological ability to interfere in our elections. Had no impact on the vote. Now, all of that you heard was different. Trump was elected by Russia. We heard it for 2 years, all of 17, all of 18, till finally it ran out of steam when Robert Mueller basically went up in front of Congress and absolutely just petered out in front of everybody. And finally it died. But for 2 years and 40 FBI agents and $41 million spent on this investigation, into a crime that every single investigator knew didn't exist. And it wasn't that they knew that the crime didn't exist. They knew that the insinuation of the crime was made up by the people who told them to investigate it. So they, and I love the terminology coming out of D.C., POTUS tasking, or tasking, wants a new ICA. He doesn't want the facts. That's what an ICA is. It's simply a statement of facts. What are our enemies saying? That's it. Not what the truth is. This is what they're saying. And that's a fact. What they're saying is factual. And he didn't like what they're saying, so he wants a new ICA. In other words, let's go make it up. Let's go feed things into the informant bloodstream on purpose. Take CIA agents or informants or operatives and have them lie to each other, and then the lies will come back. The lies that we want on the ICA. And then Brennan uses five members of the entire intel community. This is, remember, this is an ICA. This is not a CIA assessment. This is a intel community assessment. Remember, the 17 members, the 17 intel agencies said that they had earmarks of Russian disinformation referenced Hunter Biden laptop. Remember that. But he only uses five people, not five agencies. Five people to come up with this tripe, to come up with this bull freaking crap. That certainly was way beyond SOP. And then Brennan ordered the publishing of substandard information that did not meet requirements. This is all on the record. It's over if someone wants to make an arrest. You have to make the arrest and just risk that you're going to lose. You have to do it. No info. Putin wanted Trump at all. That was never there. This is just repeated in the... No report was ever found indicating Putin wanted Trump. Nothing. There's nothing in writing ever. They just made it up. They just made it up. Right out of whole cloth. Steele dossier was used after Brennan said, I don't know in how many interviews, and he perjured himself under oath to Trey Gowdy, said that the Steele dossier was not used in the new ICA. And remember the genesis of all of this. Because December, this ICA stuff was all December of 2016. That original meeting, which did have Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Biden, and Obama in it, that's where they all said, you know what? Hillary Clinton is coming up with propaganda against Donald Trump. She is making up a collusion, a Russian collusion hoax against Donald Trump. She's making up a story that Donald Trump is colluding with the Russians so that he will win the election. They all knew at that time that that was real. That what Hillary was doing. Let me restate this. I had a distraction over here to my right. Here's the thing. At that time, they knew that Hillary had made this entire thing up. It's all come out now. You have Mark Elias with Perkins Coie, hires Fusion GPS, hires Christopher Steele, hires Igor Danchenko. They knew all of that. They knew Hillary Clinton made it up all the way from July, all the way to this ICA issue in December. They knew there was never anything to this ever. They knew, and by the way, it wasn't Hillary that made it up, because Barack Obama was making $900,000. He was paying Perkins Coie $900,000 that year also. That's come out via the Federalist. But that came out back in 2019. So they lied about the Steele dossier. And then imagine this. So Brennan actually gets confronted by senior members of the CIA saying that the Steele dossier is just a bunch of bar talk lies. And his response was, but doesn't it ring true? Imagine thinking that because you want something to be true, that's not that it rings true. Because he wants Trump to have colluded with Russia, even though he knew that Trump never has colluded with Russia, ever. But because his perception of Trump is that he's the kind of person that would collude with Russia in his own convoluted mind, Brennan thinks that. So when someone comes and tells him that this Steele dossier highly influenced ICA, made up, the new ICA completely made up and a lot buoyed by the Steele dossier. And someone comes up and tells them, the Steele dossier that you've used to make this new ICA that has pleased the POTUS. It's not what you're supposed to do with intel. Intel is supposed to always ring true. He tells them the Steele dossier, these career CIA agents come up to him and say, you're violating protocol. The Steele dossier is not remotely true. And his response is, but doesn't it ring true, even though it's not true? Because it supports his own preconceived satanistic notions of Donald Trump. All right, now here's the media response. So you saw Tulsi Gabbard comes out and goes scorched earth, which good job for her. That's what she should be doing. Carly Bonet video, and here comes the media. And away we go. Play it for me.
Breaking news out of Congress. A spokesperson for the House Oversight Committee just told NBC News that it will subpoena the Justice Department for the full Epstein files. The announcement comes after Democrats on an oversight subcommittee successfully advanced the subpoena, with three Republicans joining, after subpoenas were also added for a string of former officials, including, get ready for this, the Clintons, Robert Mueller, and other targets of Trump's long-running, completely debunked conspiracies. Joining us now, Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington. She's a member of the House Judiciary Committee.
Congresswoman, it is a little bit stunning almost, the way this storyline has moved politically. To the point where now you've got Republicans like Thomas Massie and others who are Tom Tillis.
Now, the reason why I put that in there, even though it leans more towards Epstein, is it talks about both the Epstein files and the collusion hoax, is because you saw this. This is the media. This is the media who are ardent, absolutely sycophantic Republicans that want everybody. They don't ever come out and admit it. See, I admit I'm a pundit. I'm pro-Trump. I'm pro-Republican. I am a right-winger. I say all those things. I say it here. I say it from the pulpit. I say it everywhere. They want you to believe that they are left-wingers. Yeah, we donate to Democrats. But when we put on the mantle of being a journalist, suddenly we become unbiased and nonpartisan. And she actually leads it with Trump is espousing his completely debunked conspiracy theories again. What has been completely debunked? I would just love to see it. Of the collusion hoax, I want you to go line by line. Did Obama not ask for a new ICA when he didn't like the original ICA? Was he not told 6 months prior to that it was all made up by Hillary Clinton? So what exactly has been debunked? Let's go to the next one. Gunther Eagleman, here's Al Sharpton. Play for me.
Benefits them tremendously in the midterm election.
And I got to ask you, too, before we go to break, about what's happening to former President Obama right now. You know, we saw Trump release that AI video of him getting arrested to the tune of the YMCA song. And now we have DNI Tulsi Gabbard sort of pushing these baseless claims about the former president, claiming that the Russia probe was designed by him to undermine Trump's incoming presidency at the time. How seriously do you take this? I mean, a lot of people are talking about it as a distraction right now. But do you think there's a real hunger, a real plan here to try to go after Obama?
I think it's a real problem for the country to have a sitting president to say that you are to arrest or prosecute a president. His predecessor has never happened in American history.
All right, and Will's over there thumping on the desk. It's amazing. I mean, imagine having this level of audacity. I mean, you just know you're going up there and lying. If we, as Republicans, prosecuted a former president. Say we had already done that. And then the next term, they went after one of our former presidents. I and no other Republican would go out and say, this has never been done before. This is a threat to the country that this could ever happen because we've never done it. And we would never come out in complete and total abject denial like Al Sharpton. And Al Sharpton knows exactly what he's doing. He knows he's lying. He is a soulless, repulsive human being. That's who he is. Because, but just imagine that. Knowing that over the last 4 years, they weaponized the DOJ, and now he's complaining about the weaponization of the DOJ. Knowing that Trump faced 4 criminal trials, 2 civil trials, his home was invaded, and got a $500 million fine. And now he's saying it's dangerous to the country for us to make an assertion against Barack Obama? I mean, again, if we did any of those things, like we say we tried Obama already, and we did, say it's just the reverse. Obama had 4 criminal trials at the hands of Republicans, 2 civil, home raided, $500 million fine. We wouldn't have the audacity because our soul wouldn't allow us to come up and say, you know, and now the Democrats are doing it to us. We wouldn't have the audacity. We can come up and defend our case, but we wouldn't have the audacity to say this is a threat to the country because we've already done it. But that's exactly what Al Sharpton's doing. These people are absolutely disgusting. So here you have the media coming to the rescue. Now, allegedly, just like we're always supposed to believe, is that all of these left-wing zealots, all of these left-wing Clinton, Obama acolytes, suddenly whenever they put on their priestly robes of journalism or their priestly robes of whatever job they have in Washington, D.C., that they become nonpartisans. But of course, that's not true. So now we've already covered MSNBC coming to Obama's defense. Wonder why they never came to Trump's. Oh, that's right, because they're not unbiased. Of course, and everybody knows that, but let's just go ahead and be Mr. Obvious. All right, Juanita Broderick video. Here's CNN's Jeff Zeleny. Play it for me.
We have no idea. I mean, this is hardly information that we should even be repeating. Never mind that it's, some years after the fact, 8 years more than that after the fact, but also just to look at the source. But look, this is the what this White House wants to talk about. And I'm not sure that we should spend that much more time on it, frankly.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that.
Just like they couldn't repeat our COVID lies that all turned out to be true when we said that the vaccine doesn't stop transmission and infection, that ivermectin worked, that social distancing doesn't work, that masking, you weren't allowed to repeat. We can't even repeat these lies that people are saying. That all turned out to be true without any repentance on their part at all, without any retractions on their part, without any apologies on their part whatsoever. So everything that Tulsi Gabbard said was absolutely true, proven by, you know what? I forgot to mention this. Do you know how they're doing this? This is why we needed Elon. This is why we needed Elon. It's why we needed Elon. But to her credit, do you know how she's doing this? She's using AI. They're feeding this all into a computer. And this is what AI is spitting out. Again, this is really good. Okay, Tom, I'll believe it when they perp walk. I'm with you. Listen, I do you hear me saying anybody's going to get arrested? Aaron, have I ever said that?
Nope.
I don't. I've never said it. I hope if anybody can do it, it's Trump. If anybody would do it, it's Trump. I'm not saying anybody's going to get arrested. Okay, I've been you know, going back to Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity when had his radio show when Sean Hannity was way more conservative and wasn't such a neocon MAGA moron. But anyway, I go all the way back. Okay, and I was and you go back to the 2015 all the way. Through Trump won, and then after the election, I was waiting for people to get arrested. I honestly believe people would get arrested. I honestly believe the election would be overturned. I did. I really did believe it. I've learned my lesson. I'm way more cynical now. It is what it is. So I'm with you. I'm not saying that anybody's going to get arrested. I'm just telling you that they are pulling their resources together and actually exposing this. They're using AI. Man, if we had Elon right now running that AI program, with his goon staff, a doge, I'm telling you right now, we'd have even more, and it would get better and better and better and better. Elon would find a way to digitally tie it all together from around the country and all the various FBI offices, DOJ offices, whatever it may be, he would be doing all of these things. I mean, really, that's why it's really a shame. And listen, Elon had a part of it. He burned it to the ground with the Epstein statement, which was really stupid on his part. But anyway, more to the rescue from CNN. Here's CNN, breaking 9/11 video. CNN decides to end the stream, or actually more, interject into the stream, of the White House press briefing as DNI Tulsi Gabbard exposes the alleged coup. Play it for me.
Multiple intelligence community assessments released in the months leading up to the November 2016 election concluded that Russia had neither the intent nor capability to impact the outcome of the U.S. election. On December 5th...
We've been listening there to the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, continuing on what has now been a multi-day effort, not only with public statements like this, but release of documents, to attempt to back up the quite extreme allegation that President Obama is guilty of treason and that he worked in some sort of conspiracy with Hillary Clinton, etc., in the assessment by the intelligence community at the time that Russia interfered in the 2016.
The salacious conspiracy, the extreme conspiracy, it's all true. I mean, again, why doesn't this guy simply go back in time? We know about the meeting in July of 2016. We know about the unapproved ICA that Barack Obama wanted redone because he didn't like what was in it. How is this salacious? How is this an extreme viewpoint? Barack Obama gave the money to Perkins Coie, which hired Fusion GPS. He gave them over $900,000 that year. But this guy doesn't know any of this, but Tom Lipley does. And every conservative pundit knows, but this guy doesn't know. And he's got a multi tens of million dollar budget that's paid for by pharma. He doesn't know that, but he's just going to go out. He's the one making the outlandish statement and saying this is an extreme assertion that Barack and Hillary were in this together. They were obviously in it together. They paid the same law firm. He's developing ICAs to support her propaganda that she's making up whole cloth, that she and him paid the attorneys from Perkins Coie to create. All right, Breitbart News video. Here it is. Here's Caitlin Collins. I absolutely love the response here. Breitbart News video. Play for me.
What would you say to people who believe that you're only releasing these documents now to improve your standing with the president after he said that your intelligence assessments were wrong?
Who is saying that she would release this to try to boost her standing with the president? Who has said that?
Well, the president has publicly undermined her when it came to Iran. He said she was wrong. He told me that she didn't know what she was talking about. That was on Air Force One camera.
The only people who are suggesting that the Director of National Intelligence would release evidence to try to boost her standing with the president are the people in this room who constantly try to sow distrust and chaos amongst the president's cabinet, and it is not working. I will just answer your question directly. I am with the president of the United States every day. He has the utmost confidence in Director Gabbard. He always has. He continues to, and that is true of his entire cabinet, who is all working as one team to deliver on the promises this president made. Does anyone else have questions for
now? Caroline Levin, right there. That is what you do. When Caitlin Collins makes an assertion, are you only releasing this to improve your credibility with the president because you had the disagreement about Iran's ability to develop nuclear weapons? That was her opinion about nuclear weapons with Iran, which, by the way, she was 100% correct, 100% correct. But Donald Trump did what he did. I'm not going to get into that, so I'm totally against it. To this day, haven't changed. Very successful military operation. Here's the good side. Tied it off after 12 days. Done. Are we back? No. Is it a continuous war? No. Was it an active war? Yes. But you know what? Positive and negative. You report on what's true. On what's true. That's an intel assessment that Obama didn't want. So he had it redone. So Caitlin Collins does the usual. She says, people are saying that the only reason why you are turning in this information, releasing this information, is to improve your credibility with Donald Trump. And I love what Caroline Levitt does. She actually looks at her and says, who are these people? And Caitlin Collins can say nothing because she's a disingenuous, disgusting, immoral liar who has children. She sleeps with somebody and raises children. What a disgusting human being. You lie for a living. You are a repulsive, disgusting human being. People are saying, who? What people? Name them, please. As with any Democratic Party interview you ever do with a Democrat, when they say, Trump's a liar, tell us the lies. Trump's a racist. What racist thing has he ever said? Trump is a Nazi. Give us some Nazi characteristics that epitomize Trump. Never can answer one time. Can never give a list of any. Here's the good news. All right, the first video, Pam Bondi has to act. Here's John Solomon and Jesse Kelly. Play for me.
I've been asking every smart person I can get my hands on at this point in time, so I'm going to ask you too. Does anybody go down for this? I know it's 8 years old. I know there are statute of limitations. I am not a lawyer, but I'm just like everyone else. I'm tired of hearings. I'm tired of finding out how evil these people are. Who goes to jail? Right.
Yeah, listen, I think that is the question, because if nobody really pays a consequence, a serious consequence for this, the temptation to do this in future elections will grow exponentially. The answer to the question rests with Pam Bondi, who had a bumpy start with the Epstein documents, but this is her moment to potentially right the ship and show that she could do something. In April, the FBI under Kash Patel opened what we call a grand conspiracy case. It takes what began in the clearing of Hillary Clinton in the spring and summer of 2016, ignoring that evidence we just talked about, and takes it all the way to the fall of 2024 with Jack Smith, and looks at it as one ongoing conspiracy, a conspiracy among government collaborators, intelligence, law enforcement, and Democratic operatives to put the thumb of the government on the election, to deprive Donald Trump of his civil liberties, to interfere in the election process for Americans, and to falsely clear Democrats who may have been engaged in wrongdoing, Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton. That conspiracy case gives Pam Bondi the opportunity to do some exciting things. One, go back and charge crimes outside the statute of limitations. Normally there's a 5-year window, but if you have an ongoing conspiracy like the mob cases would do, things in 2016 are just as important as 2024, and you can lop them together in an indictment. The second reason this is exciting for people who want accountability is that Pam Bondi does not have to bring this case in the District of Columbia, where John Durham could not secure convictions even though he had some slam dunk evidence. She can bring this case in the state of Florida, which has a much more moderate jury pool, not a 90% Democratic jury pool. Why is that? Because Jack Smith's raid on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago office, his submissions to the court all occurred in federal court in Florida. That opens the door for Florida to be the venue. It's one of the overt acts of the conspiracy. And then you can bring all the charges in Florida going back to 2016. It takes the jury pool and the 90% Democratic taint to that jury pool out of the equation. But Pam Bondi has to have the courage. That conspiracy case was open for 3 months. Pam Bondi has not yet lifted a finger to act on it. That, I think, is the big question. Pam Bondi has to act, or this is just another set of revelations that end up with no consequence.
John, does she have what it takes? I know I've been frustrated. Everyone else has been frustrated. She's not going to have high marks with any Republican at this point in time, but it's also early. Does this woman, with her history, her legal history, does she have what it takes to go after $2,000 an hour lawyers and take down powerful people?
I think the more likely scenario is that Pam Bondi would name a special prosecutor. There's a good reason to do it. The victim of this conspiracy is her boss, Donald Trump. So you go get the best confirmed Senate appointee that is the most skilled lawyer you can find, and you put him in charge of this investigation. You take advantage of that Florida jury pool, and then you may have an opportunity not only to secure indictments in a grand jury, but secure convictions. But it's not going to be the career people at the Justice Department. It's not going to be Pam Bondi, who's more of a political figure, obviously a good lawyer, but a political figure. It's going to take the best Senate-confirmed prosecutor you can find, who's got the bona fides, the court experience, the ability to prosecute, interrogate, and convince a jury. That great storyteller can secure convictions, because the evidence and the storyline are there. You just need a great prosecutor to bring the case.
So let me go back to front. So as far as a special prosecutor, it needs to be Ed Martin. Ed Martin needs to be the special prosecutor. I don't know if it happened because he has to be senatorially confirmed. He has to be confirmed via the Senate. I don't know if that'll happen or not, because they wouldn't confirm him to be the United States Attorney over Washington, D.C., which is an incredibly powerful position for an attorney. So I don't know if that would happen or not, but that's who needs to do it. If not, I mean, again, it has to be Senate confirmed. So that's another big hurdle for us to get what we want, because the perfect special prosecutor would be Matt Gaetz. Well, that would never get senatorial approval. So we end up with some weak-kneed person. That's why we never end up winning. And Aaron was talking about this, that basically Republicans are endless teases. They're always putting it out in front of us, but we never end up getting anything out of it. We never actually see any of it to fruition. We just get teased with a bunch of revelations, and with no prosecution, nothing's brought to its correct fruition. But if we can get the right special prosecutor, it could very well happen. Because now you see via that video, the reason why I showed you that video, because I didn't really understand how it could be tried in Florida. And I love that it's Florida in and of itself. But I didn't understand how it could be until John Solomon explained it when I watched the video, was because if this is a giant conspiracy, and it's actually part of the statute is conspiracy against rights. And again, it's still ongoing. There is no statute of limitations, because when it's a conspiracy, it continues to be a conspiracy for however long it is. And that timeline is whenever it began to it ends the moment that the chief conspirator or conspirators say it was conspiracy, we were wrong. And of course, that's never going to happen. So you can tie in the Mar-a-Lago raid to this. The reason why Mar-a-Lago was raided had nothing to do, and I don't have time to get into all this right now, to the classified documents that he allegedly held. And Nara wanted this raid into Mar-a-Lago. That none of that was the case. It was because Trump had collusion documents there. But that doesn't even matter, because they can still, whether or not they prove that aspect of the intent of the raid or not, doesn't matter. Because they can still tie in this giant conspiracy against Trump's rights case to Mar-a-Lago. So because what the insinuation will be is that this was an ongoing conspiracy against Donald Trump. And one of the results of that, one of the tenets of that, was the raid of Mar-a-Lago. So now it can be tried in Florida. I don't know exactly what jurisdiction or what it may be, but it gets it out of D.C. There'll be no Shutkins in charge of this one. So that is a very big deal. So that's a big deal. We have to have the right special prosecutor. It has to break our way. We will see. All right, 10:19. I hope it all happens, folks. I really do. Todd Stuff is our only Rumble rant tonight. Thank you, Todd. $10. Appreciate you much. Love you guys in the chat. Love you guys in the rant. That was Todd tonight. Love you guys. Just appreciate you. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. You'll love it. It's good stuff. Back here tomorrow night, 9:00. One last time. God bless you.